In recent years, progress has been made in improving living conditions in many urban areas in poorer parts of the world, and this has been achieved with the help of government schemes, self-help schemes, and non-government organisation projects from, for example, charities such as WaterAid, Oxfam, and Save the Children. You need to know a case study of a shantytown that's been improved to give residents a better quality of life. And again, you may have studied a wide range of different examples, for example, looking at Curitiba in Brazil, Rishina in Rio de Janeiro in Brazil, Dalifont in Senegal, Cape Town in South Africa, Addis Ababa in Ethiopia, Kibera in Kenya, or Dar es Salaam in Tanzania, as other examples. You need to be very clear and use details, what strategies have been used, and you also need to be very clear on how these strategies have helped to improve the living conditions for the urban poor. So Curitiba has the COHAB, that's COHAB, City Public Housing Programme, which has the slogan, homes are not just shelters. And they've introduced a housing policy that will provide 50,000 homes for the urban poor. The City Council's bought a large area of land. They've supplied it with the basic services such as clean water and electricity. They've divided it up into small housing plots. And small loans have been given to get people started on building, often doing one room at a time. They also provide the resources, and then the local urban poor folk provide the labour to actually pull the houses together. A fully integrated bus service has also been established in Curitiba, which links the shantytown area to the rest of the city. And each area of housing has a school, a health centre and local shops. In Rishina, in Rio de Janeiro, a number of self-help schemes have also been introduced, which have improved the housing quality, introduced schools and health centres, and encouraged the development of small businesses, including hotels, where visitors can stay and experience life in a shantytown. In Kibera, there's also a scheme of slum upgrading introduced, which is jointly run by the government and international charities, and it's trying to respond to the most important problem, which is the lack of clean water and proper toilets. And WaterAid have really been helping to establish cheap, easy-to-use technology here to try and solve this problem. Why? Well, it's really important to reduce the rate of disease so the quality of life for slum dwellers improves. And that will also mean that they wouldn't have to buy expensive bottled water because they could rely on clean, safe water supply. In Bangladesh, water-related diseases are responsible for nearly a quarter of all deaths.